UC Berkeley is just one of the places in the Bay Area where bones can be found underground. Another lies just off Shellmound Street in Emeryville. In this piece from our archives, I speak with filmmaker Andres Sediel at Bay Street Emeryville to talk about his documentary Shellmound and find out what lies beneath the surface of this shopping mall. First off, as we sit here right now, what are we looking at?
Well, there's the huge AMC movie theater complex in front of us, but you know that you have Starbucks, Barnes & Noble, Banana Republic, Old Navy, you name it, it's here.
Your documentary, you look beyond this into the history of the site. What used to be here? What was here basically before they built this shopping plaza?
Well, you know, right before the mall went in, there was a pigment factory here where they made pigments for paint. And you know, it was a highly toxic industry where, you know, operating with very few regulations that, you know, just dumped tons of toxins into the soil. And this is, you know, being on the edge of the bay, it's a lot of bay mud, so those toxics have been seeping in for years and decades. But before the pigment plant, there was a pesticide plant, there was a lime and sulfur plant. There's been a ton of industry, not only all over Emeryville, but at this very specific spot.
So right underneath where we're sitting, this is all paved over for Bay Street for all these stores. So right where we're sitting underneath us, this used to be basically a toxic wasteland?
Toxic wasteland is a pretty good way to describe it. When folks came in here to work, they found over 50 different chemicals on this very site. And we're talking about lead and arsenic and volatile organic compounds and all kinds of nasty, nasty stuff that was all mixed up together. So all, you know, a lot of times you know how to deal with lead or you know how to deal with arsenic. What do you do when they're mixed up together? A lot of the workers had to wear essentially space suits. And little, they called them crickets, they would hang around their neck and they would beep if hydrogen sulfide was in the area, because once you come in contact with that, you have to leave the area immediately. It can be fatal.
And so they started to try to clean it up in the 90s, is that right?
They had been working, the city of Emeryville had had their eyes on this site for a long time for redevelopment because of its location. And it was actually very hard for them to attract other retailers to the area to start a business so close to this toxic wasteland. So it took about 15 years of planning and development before the city of Emeryville was able to take over this piece of property and begin the very expensive cleanup.
I see. So they start, these construction workers start to clean up this site. They're wearing their spacesuits. They have their crickets to make sure they don't die. And what did they find under there? What did you find when you were making your documentary? What did they discover?
Well, they uncovered a piece of history that was the fact that this site on Shellmound Street was the site of one of the largest Native American burial grounds in all of California, the Emeryville Shellmound. It was very well known to archaeologists. It was a site that had been excavated in the early 20th century. The bulk of the shell mound, which was a huge mound, you know, to give you an idea, most people think it's a mound, it's the shells, how big could it be? Estimates were that it stood 60 feet high and was approximately the area of two football fields. So we're talking about a huge mass of earth made out of shells and bones. It was a virtual repository of everything that the native people here ate and how they lived. They found an entire whale skeleton here in the early 20s buried in there. And when it was finally bulldozed in 1924 to make way for this industry, 651 human burials were uncovered. So once they started breaking ground to build this mall, they were actually digging into the burial ground itself. And as it turns out, the area below ground was where the highest concentrations of burials were.
Who were the people who were buried here? Who were the people who lived here back before any of this redevelopment happened?
The native people of the San Francisco Bay Area are called today Ohlone people, which is basically a language group that stretched from the North Bay all the way down to Santa Cruz. We know that the Bay Area most likely was populated continuously for approximately 10,000 years since the last ice age, but the Ohlone people would have been inhabiting this specific spot in Emeryville for at least the last 3,000 years.
What kind of significance do the shell mounds have for them?
Well, they obviously had a lot of significance, or else they wouldn't have built so many of them. There were over 400 in the San Francisco Bay, and also the size indicates that it was something of importance. Emeryville was by far the largest. It was a huge site, but the top portion of it, you can imagine it was in the shape of a cone, was leveled in the late 1800s to make way for a dance pavilion. This whole area became known as Shell Mound Park. It was an amusement park. There was rides here. There was carousels. There was a horse racetrack. There was a beer garden. It was the place to go on the weekend for San Franciscans trying to get out of the city.
And that was followed by toxic industrial chemical sites, and then Bay Street, an outdoor shopping mall in Emeryville, where Andre Sediel and I were talking. Andre Sediel is a documentary filmmaker. His movie Shell Mound tells the story of that site, just north of where the Bay Bridge touches the East Bay. You can hear an extended version of our conversation at kalw.org. Do you know of other places in the Bay Area that aren't only what they appear to be? Let us know on our Facebook page. We're KALW News.